Grammar Girl here. Today, guest writer Bonnie Trenga helps us understand modifiers that come at the beginning of a sentence. Bonnie says, as a guest writer, I plan to talk about two kinds of troublesome modifiers that begin a sentence. Like many of you, Suzanne wants to know if it's okay to start a sentence with an as phrase, as in the sentence, as citizens of China, we enjoy eating noodles. Of course you can, but you have to pay attention to what comes after the introductory phrase. In the phrase, as citizens of China, the word as is a preposition that means in the role of or in the capacity of, but the whole phrase acts as an adjective to modify what comes next, in this case, we. I often find myself saying sentences like, as a copy editor, I must correct many mistakes. Now you try, just plug in the specifics for your own job. As a whatever, I do whatever. A home inspector might say, as a home inspector, I have to watch out for bats in the attic. So feel free to start a sentence with an as phrase, but just be careful that you put the person that the as phrase refers to right after the job name. It would be incorrect to say, as a home inspector, bats sometimes fly in my face when I'm in the attic. That's called a misplaced modifier, because the modifier, the as phrase, mistakenly modifies bats. This is a very common error that I, as a copy editor, see. Notice in that last sentence I said I, as a copy editor? That sentence, although a bit awkward, is correct, because I is next to the as phrase. An as phrase can sneak up on you in the middle or the end of a sentence, too, so make sure you put the correct person after the as phrase, no matter where it appears. Most of the time, though, the as phrase will be at the beginning of the sentence. So if you're at all like me, you'll yell to yourself, there's an as phrase at the beginning of this sentence. Watch out! As a stickler for grammar rules, I urge you not to use it or there after an as phrase. So this would be wrong, for example. As a copy editor, it pains me to see this error so often. You should instead say, as a copy editor, I feel pain when I see this common error. As a copy editor, there are too many times when I have to rearrange sentences. Wait a minute, I should have said, as a copy editor, I have to rearrange sentences too many times. As a student of grammar, you should try to remember this mantra. As job name, comma, person. As job name, comma, person. That way, you'll remember the correct order and avoid a misplaced modifier. I've already mentioned, I think, that as a copy editor, I find many misplaced modifiers at the beginning of sentences. You might have heard a previous episode on misplaced modifiers, which goes into more detail. As someone against misplaced modifiers, I could go on about this topic for hours, but I'll warn you about just one other type of common misplaced modifier. Like, and its opposite, unlike, often begin a sentence, but lead to a misplaced modifier in the same manner as the word as. Take this faulty sentence. Like most of you, the reason I study grammar is that it's fascinating. Here, the reason is not like most of you. I am like most of you, and I should go right after the like phrase. You're comparing most of you to another person, so be sure that the person you're comparing comes right after the comma. So, when you see a sentence that starts with an as, like, or unlike, pay a little extra attention to what comes next. Like me, you probably want to keep your grammar straight. This podcast was written by Bonnie Trenga, author of The Curious Case of the Misplaced Modifier, who blogs at sentencesleuth.blogspot.com. And I'm Mignon Fogarty, author of the paperback book Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. Finally, if you'd like to submit a question for the Grammar Girl show, the voicemail line is 206-338-4475, and the email address is feedback@quickanddirtytips.com. That's all. Thanks for listening.